Would you turn with me to Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, just a few verses? Before I read the word, and the testimonies have just been a tremendous introduction to the word. The song that came to me that I've heard for some time, and it said, "Cast your bread upon the waters." And the verses go, "And there are people who think they're not receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaking from their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver and keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged and keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's going to come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's going to come back home on every way. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's going to come back home on every way. Oh, keep on working, seeking the kingdom instead of working for your needs. Just keep on sharing the love of Jesus. You know, growing comes from planting seeds. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's going to come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's going to come back home on every way. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's going to come back home on every way." And that song began to just stir my soul as this word came before me in Ecclesiastes in the 11th chapter. And it says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." And I want to pause right here for a moment and ask you the question. Do you ever wonder sometimes if anything you do for God really matters? You pray for a friend, but does your prayer ever get answered? Give money to help the poor, but does it really help them? You give money to the church, but does it change lives? You share the gospel, but does it get anyone saved? Sometimes you wonder if what you do for God and His kingdom really matters. Have you ever been there? Testified to someone, you felt something on your heart, and nothing seems to come of it. But then there are times when you catch a glimpse of God doing something in someone's life that you prayed for. Like Brother Luke testified this morning. And it just seems to reaffirm, just keep on going, keep praying, keep trusting God, keep believing, praise God, that He will answer. This world is governed by laws, not just laws of man, but God's laws. And this 11th chapter and the first verse really illustrate one of God's laws. And it also speaks in the New Testament in Galatians, in the 6th chapter, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." The understanding is, even when we do not sow spiritually, we are sowing. We are sowing to the flesh. But I'm glad this morning the Holy Spirit is encouraging us, exhorting us, keep sowing to the spiritual things. Keep doing what God has put on your heart to do, and don't get weary, and don't lose out. Eventually, the harvest will come. That's what the word promises here. "For it shall come, it shall find it after many days." And this first verse, the picture here is that of the Egyptians scattering grain on the water that flooded their lands when the Nile River flooded. When it began to recede, and they would put the seed out, and it would get buried in that mud, and after a time, a harvest would come up. This call to sow, a special kind of work. It's an unappreciated work. It's a service that is unappreciated in many ways at times. There's some folks you're praying for, they don't even know you're praying for them. There's things that you do that you're the only one that maybe knows. Your prayers and your thoughts and your concern. There's people we pray for in this world that are in such dire straits. We don't know their names and they don't know us. But the fact that we're praying for them is something. How did that happen? Well, God put that on your heart. God inspired you. That thought was not your own. That was the Holy Spirit that prompted you to, I just feel to reach out and pray for this person or that person or this situation. And the Word of God tells us to continue on steadfastly. All the things that we do. Sometimes the elderly folks we take to church, the Sunday school class you labor to teach, the behind the scenes labor that you do for the Lord, the janitorial services that are performed, no one sees. It's those things. Lord, help us to keep on keeping on. It is an unobtrusive work. It's not something that is highlighted that someone sees. This call to cast your bread upon the waters, to plant seeds. We look at the life of Jesus, and he did things, never drew attention, no advertisement, never drew attention to himself. He didn't tell, when he healed someone, that go out and tell people that I healed you. He just said, in many cases, he says, just keep it to yourself. Don't share it with anybody. But they couldn't help it for what God had done. Praise God. He went around planting seeds. Praise God. Because he knew there was a harvest coming of souls. In John's gospel, we read, his brethren therefore said unto him, to Jesus, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come. He realized the importance of sowing. He realized the importance of planting the seeds in this dark humanity. Oh, praise the Lord. The history of the church has been pretty much the same way. There's been, not much notoriety. The only notoriety, it seems to me, that the church gets is when there's a scandal, when there's something bad that happens. But a lot is going on. A lot is happening because of the church. I'm talking about the full gospel, Holy Ghost, Jesus-loving church, the true church of God, the body of Christ that is in the world today, that is bringing forth the gospel, that is holding this world together by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Men and women who have cast their bread upon the waters. Our grandmothers and grandfathers, those who have gone on before us, who have fought the good fight, who have stayed steadfast and sure, praise God, serving God. And no one may know their names, and they're not famous. But oh, God knows, praise God. He keeps a record of everything we do, praise the Lord. It's all recorded. In God's book, it's all recorded. Praise the Lord. And one of my favorite scriptures in 1 Corinthians, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's not in vain. Well, I've been praying, nothing's happening. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Don't give up. Well, I don't see it. Keep on casting. The word says it'll come back forth on many days. It'll come back. Is that God's promise? It sure is. Oh, Lord, help us to hold on. Praise God. Some years ago in travels at work, I visited, we had an opportunity to be visiting Niagara Falls, and it was spectacular. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It's hard to describe in words. But as spectacular as it is, it does very little to improve the fertility of this world. However, it's the thousands of little streams, that go out into the rest of this world and bring fruit. Praise God. So continue to be faithful and dedicated. Commit your way to the cross of Christ and say, Lord, I'm holding on. I thank you for what I have, but Lord, I just, the exhortation is cast your bread upon the waters. Oh, praise God. It's, and you know, sometimes it's an unpromising work. Because of experiences in the past, I've heard several people say, you know, I prayed for so-and-so, but nothing happened. I don't see any change. And was it the Lord inspiring me to do that? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Don't get discouraged. You see, you're responsible for casting the bread or planting the seed. It's God's responsibility for the harvest. I believe Brother Ed kind of testified to that degree. It's God's responsibility. You're not responsible for the harvest. You got to plant the seed. You got to witness. You got to testify. You got to reach out in love. You got to pray for him. But, oh, let God take care of the harvest. Praise God. And he'll do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. We got to keep on. And in the Word of God, we find encouragement. In the fourth verse, I didn't read. In this fourth verse of this 11th chapter, if you read it, it says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. If you always check to see which way the wind is coming, you'll never do any sowing. It's like us today. Have you ever had a thought come to you? Well, why don't you call so-and-so, or why don't you reach out to so-and-so, and however manner, a text or whatever, speak to them. Or why don't you spend a moment in prayer for them? And yeah, Lord, I'm going to do that. And all of a sudden, something gets in the way, and a day goes by, and 2 days go by, and we let it pass. And I say, Lord, help us. Help us, oh God, to act. Help us, Lord, to be that. Those ones that are dedicated and steadfast to continue to plant the seed and to reach out in prayer. Oh, praise God. We're called to fulfill the Great Commission. That was not just for the apostles. That's for the living church of God, is to fulfill the Great Commission. What Solomon is telling us in this epistle, in this scripture rather, is that no matter what the outcome looks like, no matter how the immediate future looks, is to keep going and to keep planting the seed and keep casting our bread upon the waters, and not to analyze the situation and say, Lord, this situation is impossible. There's no hope for this. And we don't do it in a mean-spirited way. It just, we look at the reality of the situation, and the enemy is, you know, our logical mind gets in the way and say, look, this person had no desire for church, and they've seen God's hand, and they've seen God's miracles, and they've seen, and yet they seem to be cool or just unaware or not interested in serving God. Don't look at the circumstances in the situation, but keep on pressing, keep on planting the seed, casting your bread upon the waters. Oh, praise God, because the word is sure, thou shalt find it after many days. Oh, praise God. What are the benefits? The psalmist tells us, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, praise God. Deuteronomy, we find, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, be afraid of them, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. In Hebrews, the writer says, for he that hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, praise God. Why were the righteous not begging bread? Because they have learned the importance of casting their bread upon the waters and trusting the Lord. God is on our side. In Romans, we read, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, praise the Lord. The God of the universe who breathed life into mankind. That's the God who is on our side this morning. The God who cannot fail. The God who nothing is impossible for him. And I feel so encouraged this morning. Oh, Lord, help me to cast my bread upon the waters, Lord, that I keep praying, I keep trusting and keep believing. You know, after a while, we get weary and we get discouraged and we see nothing happening and we say, Lord, how long? And God says, just keep trusting me, keep believing, keep casting your bread upon the waters. Keep doing what God called you to do. Well, I've been praying a long time. Well, don't give up now. You're closer. You're closer. The harvest is coming. The victory is coming. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe what God can do? Oh, Lord, help us. God can change the circumstances. Brother was talking about his work situation. We're just going to believe God's going to make a way. Amen. We're going to believe God's going to open doors for him. Praise God. I don't know when, I don't know how, it doesn't matter. That's not up to me or you, but it's up to him. And we say, Lord, we trust you this morning. Oh, praise God. Well, I got a son, I got a daughter that's so far from God. I don't know what to do anymore. Keep casting your bread upon the waters. Keep trusting the Lord, saying, oh, Lord, help me, Lord, to stay faithful. It's not one big cannonball that knocks the wall down, but it's a continuous bombarding of that wall that makes a hole. Praise God in it. Praise the Lord. It's the continual praying, trusting God, believing every morning. Well, bro, you know what? Just like the Elijah's disciple went out seven times. He says, and there's no rain. There's no clouds, nothing. I don't see it. Keep going out. Go out again. Elijah, don't you think that's enough? Come on. Keep going again. And then he finally saw the cloud the size of a man's hand. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, would you show us that cloud this morning, oh God? Would you give us, Lord, that inspiration in our heart to keep on going and to not get discouraged and weary? Oh, praise the Lord, to keep trusting you, to keep holding on. Praise God. Our duty is to cast our bread upon the waters. It may seem futile. The enemy is whispering in our ear, it's not going to work. Too late, no time left. It's not going to work. Rebuke that thought in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, I'm believing your word and your promises. Praise God. That assure me that you're on the scene, that you're going to make a way. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Oh, hallelujah. You know the scripture in Isaiah? He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And we can say amen to that. Amen. We just know that his ways are not ours, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and I shall prosper and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, we have the word of God. The word, praise God, the promises, hallelujah. And we treat them like, well, they're, you know, wishful thinking. No, they're the promises of God. Oh, it's a surety in God, praise the Lord. His word will not return unto him void. Oh, what he said, shall he not do it? Oh, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help us to have faith to believe, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We're gonna bombard the portals of glory and say, Lord, would you come in these last days? Oh, we need revival. We need the Holy Ghost to fall. Oh, we need a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that you would stir the souls, Lord, and draw us closer to you. We're living in the last times, and we say, oh, God, save our young people. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Give them a ministry, oh, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has a perfect plan for your life. And we have to find that perfect will of God and say, Lord, lead me. Lead me and guide me. Show me the way. Oh, Lord, let open the doors you want to open and close the doors that need to be closed, that I might find that perfect path. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning as I come to a close. You know, one of the greatest benefits of casting our bread upon the waters, it's not everlasting life. We don't work to be saved. It's by faith, amen? It's not a work. We don't work. We can't do anything. It's the righteousness of God that he imputes to us. But praise God, it is the greatest benefit is being able to lead someone to Christ Jesus to make it to heaven. Praise God. Oh, your prayer counts, my brother. It's not in vain. Oh, no, it's not in vain. Well, things aren't just working out and, you know, everything's a mess in my life. Well, you know, just trust the Lord. Say, Lord, today is a new day. Can you change things right now? Yes, he can. Can he make it new? Can he help us to take a different path? We don't have to stay on the same path we're on. Sometimes the inertia, it's so hard to change. And we, you know, God has to get us to a point of almost desperation to say, Lord, I'm not satisfied with my life. I'm not where I feel I need to be. And I don't feel the presence of the Lord. And Lord, you have blessed me at times. And I have felt your hand. And I know it was you that orchestrated this in my life. And I know, Lord, you brought me through this crisis. And I know, Lord, you helped me and brought me up to this very hour. But I'm still not where I need to be. And God hears that prayer, my brother and sister. And we say, oh, Lord, help us right now to make a change. Praise God. The trajectory of our life may be in a certain direction, but you know what? God's able to change it. God's able to make us over again. He's able to heal us. He's able to direct us in a different way. Praise God. If we'll just open our hearts and say, oh Lord, I surrender all. Praise God. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have access to unlimited power. We don't control it. All we do is activate it by our prayer and our faith and say, Lord, I'm laying before you this situation. I'm laying my son and his wife before you. I'm laying my husband. I'm laying my sister or my brother before you, oh God. I'm laying the situation before you. And I know you're able to make a change. I know you're able to do things, oh God. Oh Lord, I'm casting my bread upon the water. Lord, I'm taking the step of faith and I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to stop and I'm going to keep praying and I'm going to keep trusting and I'm going to keep believing. And I'm going to keep holding on to your unchanging hand, praise God, because you said it'll come back. The harvest will come back, praise God. It will come back after many days. You know what that tells me? It's not instantaneous. We live in a world where everything gets solved in an hour on television. In 1 hour's time, the greatest mysteries are solved and they figure it out, not in real life. Oh, no. And that's to the enemy's advantage because we get weary and he's harassing us the whole time. We're waiting for the victory. Has the enemy ever left you alone when you're waiting for the victory? No, he intensifies. You're waiting for a verdict. You're waiting for something from the doctor. You're waiting for a situation in your family. And it seems like the enemy's saying, oh, it's going to be bad. It's not going to be good. You see the sign? Did you hear that commercial on television that said you got one of the seven signs of this disease or that disease? You ever had that happen? You start that, I got this pain, and all of a sudden you hear on the news, it's uncanny. It's like you don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but you know the enemy's working. Here, take that to your faith. And the logical mind is hard to get out of the way. And we've got to get into the spiritual mind. Praise God, renewed. A renewed mind that looks to Jesus, the author and finisher. The one who is able, praise God. Oh, the one who cannot fail. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to close with this one last scripture in Galatians. It says in the 6th chapter, 9th verse, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Amen. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. We shall reap in due season if we faint not. Oh, brother, you getting ready to faint? Don't do it. Get on your knees. Get in your prayer closet and say, Lord, I'm ready to give up. Lord, would you take me away from the brink? Oh, he is faithful this morning, praise God. Someone, get a hold of someone. Brother, sister, will you pray with me? Would you pray for me? Well, I don't want to disclose. I don't want to. Come on, let's be real. We're all weak. Let's be real with each other. Come on. None of us can say here, I'm good. I don't need the prayers. No, I need the prayers. I need them all the time. I need every member of the body of Christ to hold me up in prayer, and you do too. I've told several people that going through some serious things in these past year, and I said, there is an army of prayers behind you. And I say that almost automatically, and I didn't mean it to sound off the cuff. No, I seriously think about it. There is an army of prayers. Do you realize how precious that is? That we have a body of Christ that is praying, that's trusting God. I've told people, hey, we'll pray for you. And unbelievers, and they look at me and like astounded. Oh, well, thank you very much. Like, can't believe it. Like something they're not used to hearing. And we have the body of Christ, brothers and sisters who love the Lord and love each other and say, oh, Lord, hold up my brother, hold up my sister. Lord, would you help them in their family? Would you help their work situation? Would you help their financial situation? Lord, would you make a way? Would you save their kids? Lord, would you bring their families back into this church? Hallelujah. I'm going to read it one more time. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. What is that? A promise. Are we going to reap? Yes. If we faint not, we're going to reap. The harvest. The harvest. Praise God. Brother testified, young man, started reading the Bible, went to church. How did that happen? Somebody prayed for him. Amen.
Somebody held them up before the throne of grace. Somebody cast their bread upon the waters. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Cast your bread upon the waters. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't be weary. No matter how long. No matter how long, Lord. Oh, praise God. You know, Brother Lewis quoted years ago, he referenced the Italian Bible in the Psalms. It said, I waited a long time for the Lord. In the Italian, it's a little more, it's a little more descriptive. I don't know that much Italian, but some, and he says, I waited longamente, pacientemente, a long time. I waited for the Lord. And some of us, it seems like a long time. Amen. It was a long time. But think about how long the Lord waited for you. Amen. He waited for you and I for a long time. We had to get past ourselves, get past our own ideas and our thoughts, and finally. So I say, don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't faint. The Hebrew writer says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, who for the joy that was set before him despised the cross. He says, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Oh, Lord. Are we in this journey to finish it this morning? Are we going to go all the way with the Lord? Are you going to go all the way with the Lord? Lord, help us this morning. We need your strength. We need your help. None of us, we may have good intentions, but we need the power of the Lord to help us through it. And he is faithful this morning. May the Lord encourage you. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?